What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Let's Talk About Life. We've done this intro 6 times now.
And I just can't get my act together. But it's okay, because this is Let's Talk About Life. Be careful what you search for.
And we have a very exciting show for you planned today. Actually, we have nothing planned except for like 3 things.
Oh, man, I got stuff to talk about, man. I got so much stuff.
Oh, yeah, we had a very big day today.
Yeah, I got TikTok updates to tell you about. I got how the podcast from last week ruined my life. Man, I got so much to tell you guys.
Awesome. So we're just going to roll our brand new intro that I made right after we recorded this podcast. It probably sucks, so just give it a little listen, and we'll be right back. Awesome.
That was the shortest intro I've ever heard. It was all like, doo-doo, 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 Dora. That was it.
So how was your day today, Jason?
Oh, man, well, I'll tell you. So I was off today, right? And this is what I did. So I was off, and I went to sleep about 3 a.m. because I was watching a movie. I watched a movie, Employee of the Month, last night on Netflix. And it was quite enjoyable. It was a movie about this guy that worked at a grocery store that was very identical to Sam's. But I'm sure because they could not get Sam's to cooperate with the, you know, giving them the rights to use Sam's. They didn't call it Sam's.
Yeah, I've actually seen this one.
Yeah. Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook.
It was quite enjoyable. It was your typical hot chick rolls in trying to get her attention kind of story. We can all relate to that. We've all been there. Like, hey, girl, how you doing? Trying to get your attention, yeah. So I woke up, and it was about approximately 10 o'clock. I walked on over to the kitchen. I made myself 2 tacos. I popped up in a Mountain Dew. I turned on the PS4, and I was getting some gameplay time in for some WWE 2K19. And then I said, man, okay, what TikToks am I going to film for today?
So when I asked you how your day was, I didn't expect a walkthrough.
Oh, well, my day was dapper. R-O-F-L. Okay, take 2. Boop, boop. Hey, man, my day was absolutely amazing. I'd tell you more about it, but I'd get the boot from our sponsors. Whoa. And people.
That was our dryer.
I know. I thought somebody was here with like pizza and like, hey, I heard you guys are recording a podcast, so here's a pizza.
Yeah.
That'd have been amazing.
I don't think it works like that.
Here's a word from our sponsors. Come on down to Domino's Pizza and get yourself a pizza. If you mention the code Let's Talk About Life, you can get a large one topping pizza for $9.99.
Actually, pizza leads me into what I wanted to talk about on this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How do you like how that worked out,
It's amazing.
Man, we are just good at this.
It's incredible. So what I wanted to talk about is the sensation that is Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, I like Shaq.
So apparently, Shaquille O'Neal is going to be the face of Papa John's.
I'm okay with this. He's got to change his name to Papa John's, though.
Well, no, his face is just going to be on every box.
Okay, well, 2 things are going to happen. Either he's going to have to change his name to Papa John's, or they're going to have to change the place his name to Papa Shaq's.
Well, actually, he's just becoming a partner. He's not really an owner, but he's, I forget the guy's name that runs it. It's not Papa John anymore, or his son, Bo.
That's very misleading.
Well, see, they changed it from Papa John's with an S to Papa John's.
Whoa. Like
with just an S instead of the apostrophe.
So yeah. Any person named John, and if you're a dad and if you're listening to this podcast, Papa John's is a part of you. And you are a part of Papa John's.
Absolutely.
And Shaq has a gift for you.
And he has a pizza.
He does.
It's called the Shaqaroni.
Really?
Yes. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's a pepperoni pizza.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I definitely eat that. My favorite kind of pizza is meat pizza anyways.
Okay, after a short intermission, all my audio stuff stopped working, and we took a 2-week break because we didn't feel like fixing it.
And so we took such a long break that my mind is so rested that I don't even know what to talk about next.
Yeah, we were talking about Shaq, apparently. We just listened to it. Like, what you guys just listened to, we just listened to it. And we still have no idea what we were actually going on about. And, I'm sure, I don't think my actual stuff is still working. We're still having some technical difficulties with it. I've always had trouble with this setup, though.
Yeah, this is like an immature setup that we have that we are able to use. I mean, it serves the purpose and it really does work. We got mics and we got headsets. We got a software. I couldn't even talk. I was like, we got I felt like Nemo for a moment. Like, we got but we have enough of what we need to present a podcast for you guys to be able to listen to.
I mean, it's decent quality, I think.
I mean, you know, we're not some rocket science over here, but...
But we were talking about apparently Shaq's height or money or something, but something that I thought about while walking at work. It seems like black basketball players are just keen to be millionaires.
This is very true, and I don't think there's any African-American basketball player that I know that doesn't have their own shoe brand, that doesn't have their hands in some kind of charity work, doesn't have their hands in some kind of fast food chain. Like,
but even like those, it's like the one that I'm thinking about is Michael Jordan, because Shaq and Michael Jordan are two of the biggest entrepreneurs ever, and they were both basketball players. Like, I kind of want to be a basketball player.
Yeah, man, we're going to have to start working on your jump shot if that's what you want to be, because I've seen your hops, and you cannot get that rock in the hole for nothing.
We played basketball, and it took me like an hour to get one shot.
Meanwhile, your boy over here was swishing. Swish, swish. I even took a picture during my photo shoot with like my sweater vest on my back, and I called it my basketball scholarship picture.
Definitely. I remember that.
Yeah. That was good times, man. Good times.
Did we discuss you hitting 1K on the podcast?
No, I don't think we have, actually. So you guys know from the last episode of the podcast that I've recently joined up on the app, me and Zach both, actually, you know, on TikTok, which is about it's a 15-second, you know, to 60-second video posting, social media sort of thing. It's kind of like YouTube, but I just love it so much more than YouTube. The community is just so sweet and supportive, and it makes it so easy to just connect with other creators. Like, it's so user-friendly. And so recently, actually, I just hit 1K followers, and it was truly incredible to be able to experience that. I had a lot of people promoting and pulling for me and giving me shout outs and just really helping the momentum continue to hit 1K. So actually, whenever I hit 1K, two of my friends, and they're actually brothers, but they were fighting over the 1K follower spot. And it was quite hilarious. They both unfollowed me with both intentions of I'm going to be Mr. 1000. And they were duking it out for that 1000 spot.
Yeah, if I was in that, I probably would have joined them, honestly.
That would have been hilarious. I'd have been like, what? It would have been a 3-way dance for the Mr. 1000 spot. But so the reason that 1K is just such a big thing for TikTok is because they give you the ability to live stream once you hit 1K. And the live stream is really cool because it gives your fans a closer proximity with you. It allows them to be able to sit down with you, ask you questions, and just really just kind of get to know who you are, because your videos don't have enough time to really give an accurate description of who you are. You know, you just kind of have to really try to push something out that's about 15 to 60 seconds. 60 seconds if you're using original content, 15 seconds if you're using someone else's content. And it's just you know, it's hard to display who you are within that time frame.
Yeah, think Instagram Live, basically. It's very similar to that.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't really dabbled with Instagram Live all that much. I did Instagram TV when it first came out, like, a few times. But
we did it, like, twice.
Yeah, so I've never really addressed this, but I'm kind of at a crossroads in my internet career here, and it's like, part of me wants to leave YouTube and not go back and retire from YouTube, mm-hmm. and just solely pursue TikTok, just because I get a better response out of TikTok. I get a better feedback from TikTok, and plus it's not as much stress as YouTube is. Like, YouTube and TikTok both have these qualifications you have to meet for your videos. Obviously, I learned that the hard way with the video I try to post on TikTok.
I did one with knife hands and it got taken down.
And then I did one with me, you know, kind of mocking a little bit of how me and my brother grew up, and apparently it was too intense, and so we had to take that down as well.
Yeah, they were fighting, and you can't fight on TikTok apparently. But everybody else can, you know.
You can choke people, you can slap people, you just can't fight.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you don't hit anybody, you're good.
Which is crazy, cuz I've seen so many people get hit on TikTok. I
know, it's weird.
But it's been really cool, guys. So for my 1,000th follow, I did a video where I smashed red velvet cake in my face, and kind of a little nostalgic to my YouTube days whenever it was my first year on YouTube, and I smashed chocolate cake in my face. It was quite interesting. It was definitely quite delightful. It was wild. It got some people's attention. It didn't get as big as a response as I thought it would have been. Maybe if I would have left out the cinematic opening and just did like the cake thing, I think maybe it would have got a bigger response.
Possibly. But I think TikTok is less stressful because, I mean, it's 15 seconds and you're done.
That's oh, absolutely.
It. It's out there. You're done. It's kind of like these podcasts. Like, whatever we say, like, it's over. It's already said. We're done.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, like, TikTok is definitely less stressful because, like, you can edit your videos if you want to. Like, TikTok has a good bit of effects, and
there's also no editing the description, tags, nothing. Once it's out there, it's out there. You got to delete it if you want to change something.
Yeah, there's no going back. So, like, you got to make sure you hit it right the first try.
Got no typos.
No typos, unless your just video is just going to be named typos. But I'm approaching right now about 1,300. I'm on my way to 1,400 right now. I'm trying to make it to 2K next. That's my next goal, because my fans decided last live stream that for 2K, I'm going to be taking a bath in Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's true. I was there.
And so that's going to be a bit wild. Definitely can say that my fans know me so well that they would help decide something
it's
like that.
It's going to be expensive, too.
It really will be.
Unless you do, I think it's, is it Mountain Lightning that comes in 3 liters?
I'm not sure, but
you could probably get like 2 or 3 3-liters, and like that would probably fill up the bathtub pretty.
Yeah, but
or close to it.
I want to do Mountain Dew because I don't want my fans to get mad at me and be like, "What?"
Well, you can just have 1 liter of Mountain Dew that way.
I think I'm gonna buy 2 liters just because I think it's gonna be cheaper coming out on top.
It's gonna be like a dollar.
Yeah, and so probably maybe about 5 or 6 of them should be pretty good.
Possibly. Hopefully. But, I mean, you are filling up a bathtub.
Yeah.
Better go for 10.
Better go for 10. Yeah. I could probably special order them, like, with my Pepsi sales rep, and just be like, yo, bro, like, can I order, like, 10 2-liters? And then, like, do the math and see how much it's going
to
cost me.
You might only be able to do 8.
Yeah, well, they do come possibly. They do come 8 to a,
yeah, that's what
8 to a crate. But I know that if I order 10, then that's going to be 16, and 6 could just be left over for the store to use.
Yeah.
But hopefully I caught it on, like, a really good sale and be, like, 10 for 10. That'd be so dope.
That'd be great.
Then I could just buy 10, and it would be $10. I'd be like, perfect.
Exactly. It would be, like, $10.50 with tax.
But, it's one of those things, like, YouTube has just kind of become a burden nowadays. And it used to never be like that. You know, it used to be a passion. But, you know, I feel like I'm older now. I feel like my life is different now. I feel like there's so many different things I do now that I just don't know if YouTube's one of those things that I want to continue to do.
Definitely. And it takes so much dedication and so much time to make a YouTube video, and like being adults, having a day job, having all these different priorities, like you don't have the time to dedicate to that.
Most definitely. And that's like this podcast that we're talking about, like Let's Talk About Life, is like, that's one thing that we're really just focusing on, is like, life is full of priorities. Like, there's so many different priorities. It's like, how do you shuffle in every priority that you need to? Like, how do you make time for people? How do you make time for your job? How do you make time for quiet time?
I am not good at making time for people.
Yeah, it's just so...
I have not called my dad. And for dad, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. You know how I am. I have not called my dad in forever.
Yeah, and I actually just... it's funny that you say that, because I hadn't texted my dad since last Sunday. So almost in a week. You know, I usually hear from my mom every day. My mom usually has a text waiting for me as soon as I wake up. But my dad, you know, is at work. So my dad doesn't really, you know, if I don't text him first, then a lot of times he doesn't really answer.
Yeah.
So I actually text him this morning. And it's funny because so I recently, I think I may have told you guys this in the last episode. If not, I'm telling you this now. But I recently just upgraded my iPhone to an iPhone X Max. And it's super glorious. They got a lot of new features that my iPhone 6S did not have previously. So whenever I went over, my dad saw I had a new phone, and I was telling him about how I had the iPhone X Max. It kind of like influenced him. And before he left for work, him and my mom, we go get iPhone X's. They got like the XR. And my dad made his Memoji character, and he sent it to me, and it's hilarious because like it looks a lot like him. Like, it's got the goatee with the little like gray streak in it. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm stuck with the 8 Plus. I think my last payments on this phone are coming up. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to upgrade yet. I think I'm going to hold out because, I mean, the 8 Plus is still pretty decent phone. And, I mean, it's still, I mean, nothing's wrong with it besides, you know, I dropped it in a washer. But thankfully, I haven't seen any repercussions from that. Okay, so we're back.
We interrupt this commercial break to bring you.
All right. So basically, I was filming TikToks, and I don't have a tripod. So I had my phone propped up on the washer because it was open, because we had all the stuff like hanging over, and it was very sketchy. And I had already like fix the problem of it falling forward. Now, I had never thought that it would fall backwards, so I didn't prevent that. But if it fell forward, it would have fell into laundry, and it would have been fine. Nothing broken, nothing's bad's gonna happen if it fell forward. But then it fell backwards into the washer, and I was just, oh crap. I was very hysteric.
So let me jump in here. I was playing Final Fantasy Tactics on the computer, and I asked him before this. I said, "Hey, buddy, would you like me to help you film this TikTok?" And he said, "Nah, man, you don't have to help me. I got it. Like, I got it set up on the washer right here. Everything's gonna be okay." And I was like, "Okay, I'm just telling you. Like, I'm here if you need any help." And then the next thing I hear is, "Oh crap!" And I'm like, "What?" And then like I go in there, and like he's so mad, and he's just like, "I dropped my phone in here. This is the only phone I have. This is not going to be good. I can't even try." He's just going off. And so like I'm like, "Oh crap." So like the reason we have this washer in the first place.
Well, see, the thing is, whenever I reached in to grab the phone, I knocked it into the water.
Dang.
It wasn't in the water before, but when I reached in to grab it, I knocked it into the water.
How did you feel knowing that you were the one that knocked it into the water?
That's why I was upset.
You're more
but
so
then I got it out, and apparently my phone's water resistant, which I didn't know. I wasn't even sure. And the only place that water could have gotten in was probably like the charging port, and I haven't seen any it hasn't like stopped charging or anything, so far so good.
Yeah, it was funny because like so that like I was saying, the reason we had this random washer just chilling in our front room is because a few months ago we had washing machine problems, and we actually had to pull this washing machine out and somebody else gave us a new one, but we just didn't have the opportunity to get the old one out. So it was just chilling in here. It still had a little bit of water. So I was moving everything for him to make sure that he didn't, you know, recreate this accident again. And I actually, like, took the hose out, and I'm thinking, hey, man, if you take this hose out, like, water's going to get everywhere. And, like, I sat it on the ground. I was just moving everything. Well, like, the next day, we were actually going to the park. We were getting ready to film more TikToks.
Yeah.
And then we were about to leave, and I heard, like water. And I was like, oh, man, like, I hear water. And so I looked, and we just had water everywhere, like, all over the floor behind the washing machine. And so before we even, you know, went to the park and made TikToks, because I was like, I was like, should we go get a mop first before we go to the park? And he's like, yeah. And so we went and get a mop, and we mopped, and we got it all cleaned up, and then we went film TikToks, and, you know, life was good.
Yeah, and we mopped everything. We mopped all that. That was not a complete sentence.
Yeah, then this fool was like wanting to he was wanting to throw like mop stuff on the dirty water and was like about to mop, and I'm like, what are you doing? And
he's like
multitasking. I'm like, bro, you can't clean the floor with dirty water. Like, I learned this the hard way at Rouse's, man. Like, you cannot do that. It's gonna smell, it's gonna be bad. So we had to like mop up the dirty water first and then come back with hot water and fabuloso. It was good. It was good.
It was great. Absolutely. This whole podcast has been pretty much improv.
We're literally like all over the place in this podcast.
Yeah, it's just improv. We actually before. Okay, so in the first part of this episode, we actually had a plan. We had a distinct plan of how we were going to do this. But for some reason, my thing just keeps cutting off every 10 minutes. So we got about 5 minutes left of this podcast, because the next time it cuts off, I'm not turning it back on.
Oh, yeah. I actually was able to pull up some of the stuff I wanted to talk about. So I remember that after the first podcast episode we did, whenever we were talking about Rotten Tomatoes, and I kept saying Rotten Potatoes, you know, that like ruined my life after like, the next few days, like, every time I was just doing something and I wanted to say tomato, I end up saying potato. And I was like, what the heck? so I just wanted to come back and say, this podcast has ruined my life already.
Hopefully it hasn't ruined yours, too.
So here's your random fact for today. Did you know that space smells a lot like seared steak?
How would you know that?
See, it says whenever you see footage of astronauts in space, in their spacesuits floating peacefully outside their ships, do you ever wonder, what does space smell like?
Well, yes, but how do you smell? You would have to take off your helmet to smell it, and then you would literally die.
Which wouldn't be a good idea at all, because you would die, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what would even possess you to even think, like, hey, man, I wonder what space smells like. Let's find out. Like, poof. But it says that that's not usually the first question people have in their mind when they think of space. But accordingly to some former astronauts, space does have a distinct odor that hangs around whenever they come back into the ship after a spacewalk. They described it as a hot metal or a searing steak. And
okay. That makes sense, how the smell would travel.
It's almost kind of like whenever you're by fire and, like, when you come back inside, you can smell fire in your clothes.
Yeah, the smoke.
Yeah. And so that's how they know that space smells like seared steak.
Okay. That makes more sense. I was confused. I forgot that, you know, that smells of gas. So
we just got word that, you know, Glade heard this podcast and Glade wants to make a wax flavor called seared steak. And in parentheses, they're putting it smells a lot like space.
Nice.
So if you use our promo code, spaced out, and you use that on Walmart's website, you can get the exclusive flavor of seared steak, wax cube for your melting pot. You can knock $5 off.
No, you can't.
It was worth a try.
That's not a real code. Just saving us from legal obligations.
Don't sue us.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left before this thing knocks off again. So thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast that took us 2 weeks to make. And just a reminder, if you want to send us any questions or anything, you can send us questions through Anchor. They have an app. You literally just sign up and go find our podcast and then hit send us a voice memo or something like that.
Or you can go find me on Instagram at themuffinman2.0. You can send me questions there.
And mine's Ahoy Zach or Ahoy Zach 1, whichever one you want to follow, honestly, because they're both, they both exist.
If you can't, you know, decide between 0 or 1, you know what I mean? He's got both.
Exactly.
So to send us off properly with the end of this podcast, you know, I just, in the words of Chip Skylark, you know, my shiny teeth in me. Shiny teeth. Thank you.
All right, guys. See you guys next week, hopefully, if my stuff works.
Take it easy. Don't be cheesy.